Marie-Agnès Jean-Jean from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm here at the WTO Trade and Development Symposium in Bali. I'm here with Stefan Tangenman, Professor Emeritus at the University of Göttingen. He told us this morning about the future of food security talks at the WTO and about ideas of a new system to finance and support food security. Could you tell us a little bit more about this new idea?
The background to what we've been thinking in this expert group of what's called the E15, a series of expert groups that the International Center for Trade and Sustainable Development has brought together. The background to that is the fundamental change that we've seen in recent years on international markets for food and agricultural commodities. We've been through a phase of immense volatility, exploding prices. The dust is now beginning to settle of that period, but we find that we now are faced with significantly higher prices on international markets for food and agricultural commodities, something like 30-40% higher prices, inflation corrected, for major foods, staple foods such as wheat, for example. Now, with these higher prices, it really becomes extremely important to make sure that food security in those countries that heavily depend on imports, for which they now have to pay significantly higher prices, is supported as part of the overall trade regime. There are all sorts of things that one can do, ranging from improved access to export supplies by disciplining export restrictions and export taxes and so on, through disciplining government support for the production of biofuels, because that, of course, adds to food scarcity, to one new idea that we've developed, which would be to create what we've called a new instrument of financial solidarity between what the better off countries do for their domestic farmers on the one hand and assistance to countries in need to improve their food security. The mechanism that we have in mind would work roughly as follows. A new fund would be established that finances projects that go along with an agreed set of criteria related to food security improvements in the countries of need, and these countries would have to be chosen based on agreed criteria that are quantifiable, and the contributions to that fund would come from all developed and emerging countries, and they would finance their contributions in proportion to the level of support that their governments provide to their domestic farmers. In the agriculture negotiations in the Doha round, one new yardstick has been developed, and it's reflected in the December 2008 draft modalities. That's called overall trade distorting domestic support. That's of the sum total of all forms of support that have a significant impact on trade. And if you take that and look at the orders of magnitude, you find that if only 1% of what the governments of developed and emerging economies do for their farmers in the form of that support, that is already $2 billion US dollars. And if that were to be channeled to developing countries in need, that would mean that official development assistance to agriculture would be raised by roughly one quarter. So it's a pretty strong lever that you have. It's a tiny sum for the countries that would finance that fund, but it's a pretty large increase in the amount of assistance available to the countries in need. The reason why we feel something like that is needed is that when we look back in history to a period that had some similarity with what we have experienced in recent years, namely the first half of the 1970s, where we also had exploding food prices, where everybody was talking about world food crisis. All sorts of promises were made as to how the richer countries would help the poorer countries. You had a very significant increase in development assistance channeled to agriculture for a number of years. And then somehow people went back to business as normal, and that share of agriculture and official development assistance dropped back to where it was before. It had increased threefold, and it then diminished again. And we think that must not happen again, and therefore we argue for a constant flow that establishes this solidarity between the farmers in the rich countries and what governments do for them, and the poor countries in need.
Thank you very much.